Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Now also open for dinner, Thursdays to Sunday, 6 till 9 p.m.
Wrestling legend and Hall of Fame member Rocky Johnson, father of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, passed away on Wednesday at the age of 75. Rocky, nicknamed Soul Man, started his wrestling career in 1964 and he became a household name in the 80s and was best known for his partnership with Tony Atlas when they paired up as the Soul Patrol. He retired in 1991 but made a comeback in 97 to help his son The Rock defeat some heavy wrestlers. The Rock gifted his dad with a new home in March last year, and at that time he thanked his dad for his upbringing.
And my dad used to beat my ass, tough love, and I hated it back then, but I'm so grateful for it now. It just felt good to kind of get back to, you know, the ones who raised you. So love you too, Pop.
Tributes have flooded in to pay homage to the legend.
Former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle have been nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary for producing The American Factory, which chronicles the impact that the closing of a General Motors factory had on the town of Dayton, Ohio. The film has been praised by critics, hence the nomination.
We stand here today with a plant that's closing, but I'm extremely proud of the people that work in this plant here.
For a year and a half, I didn't have anything.
We lost our home, we lost a vehicle.
I have struggled to get back to middle class again.
This is a historic project that is going to help grow this community, give people jobs, and give a future to your kids and my kids.
These guys.
Backstreet's back, all right.
Yep, the Backstreet Boys. They're the latest international band to jump on board the bushfire fundraisers and have put two meet and greet packages up for auction to be used at either their Sydney or Melbourne shows in May, with all money going to the Wildlife Victoria Bushfire Relief Fund. Check out the packages, though. They include you and three friends in A reserve seats, meet the band with a professional group photo and personalised selfie video from the band, merch, private transfer and a host to look after you.
If only I liked the Backstreet Boys. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its list of 2020 inductees with a few surprises, including rapper Notorious B.I.G., pop princess Whitney Houston, along with Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers and T-Rex. The induction ceremony will feature several special performances and will take place in Cleveland, airing on HBO on May the 2nd.
Yes. HBO have revealed that the first Game of Thrones spin-off series should premiere sometime in 2022. The show, House of Dragons, a prequel to the first series, will focus on the rise and fall of the House Targaryen and how they took over Westeros, which is based on George R.R. Martin's novel, Fire and Blood. Am I excited? Yes, I am.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.